Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Bill Lamar. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Spencer Adams. Batting second. The left fielder, Herschel Bennett. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball four. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hale scores. Cobb moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Cochran reaches second base with a double. Cobb scores. Simmons goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rice fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lamar for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams strikes out. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bennett moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bennett scores. Sisler moves to third. It's 3-1, Athletics. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. one out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg can't make a play. That's a base hit. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder takes first base on ball 4. Gerber moves to second. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Gerber moves to third. Crowder moves to second. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley misplays the ball. That's an error on Boley. Gerber scores. Crowder moves to third. Adams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Athletics. Joe Pate now pitching. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Crowder scores. Adams moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Athletics, 3, Browns, 3. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran fires to third and they've got Adams trapped. The throw back to Cochran who tags Adams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rice fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cobb strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a fly ball into left field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller strikes out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dyke scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamar hits a pop-up towards third. Rice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gerber moves to second. Two outs. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop misplays the ball. That's an error on Bishop. Gerber moves to third. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bennett hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Pate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pate hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pate moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a line drive into left field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cobb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Cobb reaches second base with a double. Pate scores. Bishop goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Cobb steals third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Cobb scores. It's 6-3, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Simmons tags and moves to third. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Nevers now pitching. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simmons, trying to steal home. The slide, and he is safe. Simmons steals home. It's 7-3, Athletics. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0-for-2 in the game. Lamar hits a line drive towards first. Sisler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Athletics. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Neill takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. O'Neill moves to second. It's 7-5, Athletics. Ernie Nevers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nevers hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb. Nevers reaches second base with a double. O'Neill scores. Gerber goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 7, Browns, 7. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first, with Pate covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Joe Pate. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boley. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Boley steals second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a line drive into center field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Boley scores. Bishop moves all the way to home. It's 9-7, Athletics. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cobb hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Ernie Wingard now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hale tags and scores. Cobb tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 10-7, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 7. The Browns will come to bat. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first, with Rommel covering, for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons, who is chasing the ball. Sisler reaches third base with a triple. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb. Miller reaches second base with a double. Sisler scores. It's 10-8, Athletics. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Grove now pitching. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Browns 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Williams. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0-for-3 in the game. Lamar bunts towards the mound. Wingard fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to third. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 11-8, Athletics. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove bunts towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Adams covering, for the out. Boley moves to second. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards second. Adams can't make a play. That's a base hit. Boley moves to third. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gerber strikes out. One out. Ernie Wingard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingard takes first base on ball 4. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bennett takes first base on ball 4. Wingard moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 11, and the Browns 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cobb hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Dykes moves to second. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0-for-3 in the game. Lamar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bennett. Lamar reaches second base with a double. Cochran scores. Dykes scores. It's 13-8, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wingard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Browns 8. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bishop can't make a play. That's a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb who is chasing the ball. Rice reaches third base with a triple. Miller goes all the way around to score. It's 13-9 Athletics. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rice scores. It's 13-10, Athletics. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Browns 10. The Athletics will come to bat. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-0 in the game. Grove strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hale hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 14-10, Athletics. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Gerber. Cobb moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb. The throw from O'Neill and he is out, Rice applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 14, and the Browns 10. The Browns will come to bat. Cy Perkins now catching. Wally Shang pinch hits for Ernie Wingard. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo pinch hits for Spencer Adams. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale can't make a play. That's a base hit. Shang moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. Shang moves to third. Bennett moves to second. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 4-for-5 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Shang scores. Bennett moves to third. Miller moves to second. It's 14-11, Athletics. Jack Quinn now pitching. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 14, and St. Louis Browns, 11. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.